going to answer a question. Hope you enjoy it. Hey Chris, what do you think about a fiber-only diet? I mean, only eating foods with all of their original fiber. And I suppose another way I could probably phrase that question would be, what do I think about eating a diet of only unrefined foods, of only whole foods, of only, you know, completely unprocessed foods? No white rice, for example, only whole grains, no bread or bread products or anything like that. Only all of their original fiber, only whole foods exclusively. Is there any place for any processed foods whatsoever in somebody's diet? Or what do I think about that kind of diet? Personally, I think that foods that have been refined in some certain senses can definitely play a pretty important role in most people's lives, or can definitely at the very least play a role in their lives, in their diet and whatever it might be, but not actually causing any problems for people. For example, if you're someone who likes to have a hummus veggie sandwich 3 times a week, and it's just your number one thing, man. You get off work, 6 o'clock, you're ready to sit down, you have your hummus and pita sandwich, maybe, I don't know. That doesn't sound that great to me, but maybe that's what you like to eat, and you have your pita bread, or you have your whatever bread, your refined, processed, you know, bread, or whatever it is, and you eat that, you know, on a regular basis. Is that necessarily terrible for you? Or would something, eating, you know, just a pot of brown rice instead, necessarily be inherently better for you in every single case? No, absolutely not. I'm going to be here and be the devil's advocate, and I'm willing to say that processed foods can definitely have a place in your diet, and they may play a really important role for you and your diet. And giving the small example I did, maybe you just have your favorite sandwich a couple of times a week or a few times a week or whatever it might be. Like, being able to enjoy that and experience that and being able to feel that freedom within your diet and being able to just experience that food, just sit down and eat it, whatever it might be, you know, it's going to be different for everybody. But for that one person, if they came up to me and said, man, you know, just being able to eat a sandwich a few times a week, it makes me feel so good, and it makes me feel comfortable at the program that I'm following. I'm eating whole, refined, unprocessed plant foods as the staple in my diet. I'm eating mostly potatoes, rice, corn, beans, fruits, vegetables, things like that, truly healthy foods. That's the staple in my diet. That's the basis, the foundation of my diet. But I still have some, you know, baked corn chips every now and then, or I have a sandwich, or you have, I don't know, whatever it is you want to have, man. Maybe you have a burrito and the tortilla is all white and refined and whatever, but you enjoy it. You're a healthy individual. It's still overall healthy food. I don't see anything wrong with that personally. And not only that, but it's not just the fact that, okay, now you can get away with it. It's not bad for you. But again, with that person, you know, allowing themselves to have that freedom within their diet, that is absolutely, and feeling comfortable with another diet, that is 110% incredibly, astonishingly, eons more important, you know, than if you were eating what someone else's, you know, in their mind is what the perfect ideal diet is, you know, whole, fresh, raw, organic fruits and vegetables exclusively, or whatever it might be. You know, person B who's eating veggie sandwiches or veggie burgers a few times a week and is happy and healthy and going out and living their life is going to be infinitely healthier person than person A, or whatever letter we're on now, the first person, the second person who's eating just raw foods or eating whatever it is they're eating, whatever it is that they're eating, if they're doing it in a way that's not truly satiating to them and they're not excited about it, they don't feel good about it, they're not content with it, at the very least, if they're not content with it, person B or that other person who's eating some sandwiches is going to be infinitely happier and healthier than that person who was actually just seemingly eating a healthier diet. When we get down to it, man, we realize that it's not all just about diet. You know, the rest of your entire life is what's relevant to the rest of your entire life, man. There's definitely a lot more that goes into being a happy, healthy, whole individual than, you know, making sure you're putting the right things in your face. You got to put the right things in your face, but you also got to do all these other types of things. And maybe focusing on what's going in your mouth isn't necessarily as important as what's coming out of your mouth, or what's going into your mind, or all those other sorts of things. Maybe that's more important. So something to consider. What's the answer to the question? Did we get to that yet? I don't really know. You want to think about a fiber-only diet? I think the excluding of all other foods and eating exclusively only completely unrefined, unprocessed foods can be very difficult for a lot of people and definitely won't be enjoyable and sustainable for a lot of people out there. But if you can maintain that and you genuinely do feel good with that, absolutely keep that up, man. I'm not saying do anything but that. Definitely keep that up. But if you are someone who enjoys having some other foods like that, maybe you like to have some sourdough bread or whatever type of processed plant-based food that you like to eat that's still within your boundaries, still within your range of a healthy diet, that's what's going to be the answer for you, man. That's what you got to do, is you got to have in your diet, have in your life what makes you feel good, what makes you happy, what makes you thrive. So keep that in mind when you're leaving some comments in the comments box down below. And please don't forget to do that. Like, share, and subscribe. Let me know what your guys' thoughts are. Catch you next time.